just want to go back, Robbie, to the Czech-Croatia game, which is what everyone's talking about today. Ridiculous scenes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was awful scenes.
The Croatian fans did this in the first game, didn't they? They lit flares and ran onto the pitch.
Yeah, they worried about that because we are talking about security every time on the outside the stadiums, inside the stadiums. And it's difficult to imagine that this can happen again. And I don't know how they enter the stand with that.
What do they do, Deco? Do you think they throw them out of the tournament or do they dock them points?
It's very difficult decide because the players, it's difficult to the players.
It's not the fault of the players.
It's very complicated to decide. But because we saw, I think, in the next game, Turkey.
Yeah.
They did the same.
Well, what is the reason behind it? Are they trying to get the team throughout the tournament themselves, Ario?
Yes, they are. According to all reports, they want the head of the Croatian FA dismissed, and they're trying to get him dismissed by getting the team throwing out of tournaments.
Well, it really doesn't make sense. The fact is that, you know, obviously the Croatian supporters, I mean, have spent a lot of money, you know, to go over there. Just don't spend the money and go over there.
Well, they're split, aren't they? Because that's why the fans were fighting yesterday. Yeah. Some were obviously there to support their team. Others were there to cause trouble.
It's not needed, is it? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, protest in other ways. You know, don't buy tickets, don't go and see them. But you know, we don't need to see this. You know, we've all enjoyed the football. The football's been fantastic. You know, all the games have been good. You know, 1-0, but even that was a good game.
Did that stop Croatia, by the way, from winning the game?
I mean, they were comfortable. I know at the time, Modric was a big loss. So he went off, and they obviously lost a little bit of control of midfield. So, you know, the Czechs started coming into the game a little bit more.
Great teams find a way of winning, even when they're not playing good.
Yeah, it's history. They know the confidence on the past because they feel big, they feel strong, and this is very important. I like Conte, the coach. For me, is one of the best coaches in the world at the moment. Mm. And you see that his team is working from.
Conte likes three at the back, doesn't he?
Yeah, he likes him.
Will we see that at Chelsea next season?
Maybe. He plays in Juventus in the same system.
Juventus, he had three at the back.
And was very good. And he did very well, and we need to see because it's different. The Italian defenders, they love to play back three.
Well, we played when I was at Liverpool years and years ago under Roy Evans. We played 3-5-2, and as a forward, I loved the formation system because I felt we got more chances. You know, obviously you're solid at the back and your wing-backs are pushing forward, but you always have the three in the midfield, which we always say it's about control in midfield.
Yeah,
so when you got
numbers.
The two players sitting, and we had obviously Steve McManaman, who could, you know, had the energy to run around everywhere, but he was creating all sorts of chances for myself and my strike partner. I think it's a great formation, a good system.
You don't know, we might see more of it in the Premier League next season.